You're listening to SBS News.
In a ceremony stretching back hundreds of years, Emperor Akihito was shown on national TV beginning his abdication rituals, wearing a traditional robe as he entered a Shinto shrine to report his retirement to the gods. Later, he formally announced his abdication in his final address at a palace ceremony.
即位から30年。
He said, since ascending the throne 30 years ago, I have performed my duties as an emperor with a deep sense of trust in and respect for the people, and I consider myself most fortunate to have been able to do so. I sincerely thank the people who accepted and supported me in my role as the symbol of the state. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed the nation's thanks to the outgoing emperor.
Reflecting on the way the emperor showed how he's always been with the people of Japan, regardless of the situation, we now renew our deepest respect and gratitude to you. Bearing in mind the steps the emperor has been taking up to now, we hope to do our utmost in order to build a bright future for Japan, which is peaceful and full with hope.
Emperor Akihito took over from his father, Emperor Hirohito, who had been on the throne during World War II. Through his dogged outreach to his subjects in Japan and his expressions of remorse to people in parts of Asia where his father's troops once took control, he has redefined the role of emperor and in the process made himself much more popular than any elected politician. Jeff Kingston, the director of Asian Studies at Temple University's Japan campus, says from the very start, Akihito reflected the mainstream consensus in Japan that Japan should do more to emulate Germany in terms of war responsibility.
So as long as Hirohito was alive, it was very awkward to do something about the war that was waged in his name. Passing the baton to Akihito, he thought, you know, it's in Japan's own interest to restore dignity to the victims of Japanese imperial aggression. And in so doing, Japan would also regain dignity.
Japan's new emperor, Naruhito, formally marks his ascension to the chrysanthemum throne, inheriting Japan's imperial treasures in a deeply symbolic ceremony. The emperor in Japan holds no political power, but he does serve as a national symbol. The new imperial era, Reiwa, whose name signifies order and harmony, began at midnight on Tuesday local time and will last as long as Emperor Naruhito's reign. Jeff Kingston says the 59-year-old is very different to his father.
He's a maverick. He's an independent thinker. He's written a book that's published. You know, he has been educated overseas. He's defended his wife. He's attacked the agency that basically controls his life. So I think that we're going to see an interesting emperor, and I have high hopes for him. I think that he is well positioned. He's been groomed for his entire life for this moment.
Jeff Kingston says Japan's conservatives face an awkward time ahead.
He will carry on vigorously with Akihito's agenda while also setting his own agenda. And this is what worries conservatives, is that now they have a third emperor in a row that basically repudiates their revisionist history trying to rehabilitate the shabby wartime past.
Akihito's abdication, planned since at least 2016, has ensured a smooth succession for Naruhito. But it's his blueprint for how to be a successful figurehead emperor that may be his best gift to his son. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.